America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. The first hour's behind us, but there's still more of tech news, tech talk, and your phone calls. We're being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the internet at ComputerAmerica.com. You got computer problems? Bring them on. You're listening to Computer America. Computers run the world, and we run computers. Call us toll-free, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-TALK. Or send us an email to live@computeramerica.com.
Hello and welcome into hour two of the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. This is the Computer America Show, and I'm your host, Craig Crossman.
I'm your co-host, Kerry Holzman.
And I just had Ed Bott on the show talking about, his...
I'm glad we had him back on. It's been too long.
Yeah, it is. And we need to get him back on more frequently. He's a very, very knowledgeable gentleman. So we'll have a, before we get into our second hour, I just want to talk about our contests that are running. We right now are doing a lot, being the official computer-rated talk show of CompUSA. We have ongoing contests with them. Right now we're giving away not one, not two, but three Acer Aspire computers, desktop computers, really loaded with 2 gigabytes of DDR2 memory, 320 gigabytes SATA 2 hard drives, DVD burners, ATI Radeon graphics cards, flash memory readers, and also 19-inch LCD screens, speakers. We're giving away three of them configured this way. Just go to ComputerAmerica.com, click on the logo right there, and be asked to put in your full name, email, zip code, verify you're over 18 years of age, and live in the one of the 50 states of the United States, and you'll be entered. By the way, along with each of these three Acer computers we're giving away, we'll be including a copy of System Mechanic from Iolo Technologies, the PC tune-up experts. You can check them out at www.iolo.com, and you can get any of Iolo's products directly from CompUSA.com. The drawing, by the way, the contest closes on the 19th of September. It's a Friday, and then what will happen is that the following Tuesday, which is the 23rd of September, Lonnie Paul, director of e-commerce for CompUSA, will join me and Kerry, and we'll award the three computers to three very lucky winners. And yes, I realize that if you're listening to the show outside the United States via the podcast, don't worry. We have something for you too as well. It's our buddy list. Just go over there at ComputerAmerica.com, join on our buddy list. You'll get the weekly show reminder, which is the only place you can get the lineup of Computer America shows. And you get entered automatically into our buddy list contest, which we draw a winner every Friday. Tomorrow you're going to be drawing a winner, Kerry. This week's winner was Judy Pike, who won the Logitech Wave keyboard, and also Judy gets a copy of PC Tools Internet Security Suite. That's right, they get two prizes. That's PC Tools all-in-one security suite featuring their award-winning anti-spyware, antivirus, firewall, and spam protection. And for those of you who are outside of North America, if we get a call from you, an email, a feedback, a chat room visit, anything, you're going to get a copy of PC Tools latest version of Spyware Doctor version 6.0. You don't get entered, you win it. It's just that simple. So we got something for everyone here at Computer America. Go to ComputerAmerica.com and get into the contest and get a chance to win some really, really nice things. Okay, our guest this segment is from a company called Tiversity. Tiversity's mission, I guess, is to empower individuals to organize and personalize their home and internet multimedia collection with audio, video, and images, and have universal access to it from anywhere. And by anywhere, I mean anywhere, be it at the home or on the go, and at any time, and from any device. That's a lot of devices. Joining me is Ronan Mizrahi. Ronan is the founder and CEO of Tiversity. Ronan, welcome into Computer America.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, this sounds like a pretty ambitious product and product. How do you do this? You do this via a media server, correct?
Yes. Yes. So it is definitely ambitious. And when we say all, we should probably reserve that a little bit and say. Most of the interesting devices out there,
Okay.
And hopefully if there's another interesting device that we're not supporting today, that we'll support it in the near future. But the reason we can support a large number of devices is because we take this media server approach where the software is running on the PC and leveraging the power of the PC to adapt the media to work on a target device. We don't actually put our own software onto devices or build devices on our own, but rather we try to essentially adapt media on the fly so that it can work on existing devices.
Give us an example of, you say, existing devices. What are we talking about here? You mean like mobile phones, that type of thing?
Sure. So actually, we support a wide range of mobile devices, but our bread and butter is actually devices connected to TV.
Okay.
So game consoles, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Nintendo Wii are great examples, but also set-top boxes. The best example would be the DirecTV set-top boxes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They all have network connections, and they implement industry standards that essentially allow them to talk to other components inside your home network. One of those would be our software. So we're essentially connecting to those devices and delivering media, whether it's on your home computer or something off the internet, whether it's YouTube or a live TV streaming, say like, you know, a good example would probably be Bloomberg TV, but there are hundreds of channels from all over the world that are broadcasting live. And we would take those, stream them from the web to the PC where our media server is running, convert them on the PC to another format as required. And each device would require essentially a different format, different bitrate, different resolution, and so on. Part of the brains would be, you know, part of the trick would be to detect the device and decide what to do with the media and do it all on the fly so that you can actually even watch live TV such that, you know, all the conversion is going on the PC while you're essentially watching it and you don't even care.
Well, now, I mean, that's a lot of bandwidth. I mean, that's a lot of, I mean, are you talking
full bandwidth? It's a lot of processing.
A lot of processing. Thank you. It's a lot of processing going on there. How do you manage to do that without it being, you know, stilted and jerky and, you know, get a good frame rate? I mean, how are you overcoming that?
Well, you know, it turns out that the current generation computers, especially those double core PCs, can do a conversion on the fly of up to DVD quality media, and it's possible. It's not going to be jerky. I mean, if we are talking DVD quality, it might consume 80-90% of your resources. So when you watch this show, your PC is going to be dedicated to this conversion.
Okay.
But you know, most of the videos on the web are actually not DVD quality. So you would be able, if you take, for example, a YouTube video, you wouldn't be
definitely
consuming,
not. Yeah. Anything but. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you wouldn't be consuming even 10-20% of your computer capacity to do that.
You know, what's great is I've not used TVersity myself, but my sister has used it, and I've got one of these Netgear Digital Entertainer media extenders, and it plays pretty much everything I want it to play. And the problem with the web is there's so many different codecs people can use. It can be difficult to find a media extender that's as thorough as the Netgear one is. And I was trying to explain to my sister, look, you need to be watching these HackFi videos and these Lab Rats videos and these other video podcasts on your TV set. That's the way to watch them. And so there was an article in Maximum PC Magazine that she figured this out on her own, but no sooner than she figured it out, like that month, Maximum PC Magazine did an article called How to Stream Any Video to Your Xbox 360, Your PlayStation 3, and Your Nintendo Wii, and they're recommending using TVersity to accomplish this task. She has an Xbox 360. She figured this out. She's been a lover of TVersity ever since because there's none of the codec issues. She says the playback is perfect, and she was obviously very excited to get you booked on the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's obviously a lot to be said for what TVersity accomplishes. I didn't even know you could stream to an Xbox 360, let alone how easy it was, and the fact that TVersity does the conversion to a way that Xbox 360 can understand it and display it on the TV, and does so with the video is smooth in the audio, so you just think you're watching TV. That's one heck of an accomplishment.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, it gets more exciting as the quality of video on the web is improving. You know, we're at the very beginning of video on the web becoming, you know, as prevalent and as mainstream as other sources of videos that we're used to, like traditional TV. And as that world evolves and you know, our choice grows and the quality improves, then the notion of connecting them to the living room would become, you know, a no-brainer. Everybody would want to do that. And you know, that's what we're trying to help people do. We want to eliminate all the heavy lifting associated with how do I convert that video to, and how do I make it work on that device, and what do I do if it's a live stream, you know, and no conversion is going to help you if you do it in advance for a live stream and so on. So we're trying to eliminate all those issues so you can actually focus on watching your favorite content on your favorite devices and not be concerned with anything else.
I would love nothing better than to see this gap closed completely, and T-Versity takes a large step in that direction, but I'd like nothing better than a T-Versity set-top box. Think I'm ever going to get to see that?
Well, you know, back when, that's a very interesting question, actually, because back when we started, we asked ourselves, if we want to bridge those two worlds, you know, the world of internet content and internet videos, and the living room and mobile devices as well, we didn't really talk about that, but we support, you know, iPhones, Blackberries, these kind of devices, then what is the right approach? And back at that time when we started, it was like 2004, the summer of 2004, there were two kind of prevalent approaches. One was the, I call it the Microsoft Intel approach, which is, why shouldn't people just put a PC in the living room and connect it to their TV? We felt that would be a wrong approach because, you know, most people just don't want to have another PC in the living room. The other approach was we should build a set-top box for internet content. And the reason we felt that is kind of a problem is because people have too many set-top boxes, and people are used to getting their set-top box for free from their cable and satellite provider. So building a set-top box is very challenging. I think, you know, if anyone can pull something like that, it's probably Apple, you know, with their Apple TV or something along those lines. I think other attempts that have been made in this area, if you take, for example, Akimbo, which essentially gave up their set-top box but tried to do exactly that, those efforts have proved to be, you know, unsuccessful. So we feel that the trick is identify the devices in the living room that people love and use, and it doesn't matter which devices are they, whether they're a DirecTV set-top box or an Apple TV, and then make sure that people can access any media on them and give them the liberty to choose whatever they like and not be constrained to one source or, you know, a limited store or something that someone is trying to dictate to them.
So that's our approach. I would take a different approach. You're the boss, so take it for what it's worth. But I think that people will justify buying a set-top box if that set-top box can do something for them that what they have won't do. So in other words, I don't have a TiVo, but if the TiVo had T-Versity built into it and now it could start streaming seamlessly right from the web, I'd go buy a TiVo. And you know, just got to give me the reason to do it. And if there's anybody who's on the stage to make that happen, it is TiVo. I'd love to read a press release that says that some arrangement was made with T-Versity and TiVo. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after these messages. Please, stay with us.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-6963.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-6963. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-6963. That's 800-559-6963.
Hello, I'm Mary Lou Retton. I want to tell you about an organization I joined, the National Association for the Self-Employed. NASE members now have the power to run their small business like a big business, with over 100 business and personal benefits that can save you time and money, such as travel and entertainment discounts, including access to quality, competitively priced health insurance. With the NASE, you can gain access to quality health insurance that allows you to choose a plan to meet you and your family's needs.
If you're self-employed and you need health insurance, call right now. 800-530-5003. 800-530-5003. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required, so call right now and see if you qualify. 800-530-5003. 800-530-5003. 800-530-5003.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-990-6602. That's 1-800-990-6602. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
2008 represents a rare opportunity to buy gold, which recently topped $900 an ounce. The question is, what type of gold and from whom? Swiss America has just released a new Gold 101 DVD hosted by Pat Boone. Gold 101 presents everything you need to know about gold investing condensed into a 30-minute DVD. Call now toll-free 800-978-3909 for a free Gold 101 DVD and booklet of $30 value. That's 800-978-3909. Gold 101 covers four types of gold worth owning, five steps before buying gold, and six major forces driving gold higher, starting with a falling U.S. dollar. Call now toll-free 800-978-3909 for a free Gold 101 DVD and booklet of $30 value. 800-978-3909. Call 800-978-3909 today.
You're listening to Computer America, the official computer radio talk show of CompUSA.
866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at ComputerAmerica.com, the email address, or our chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. In this segment of the show, we're talking to Ronan Mizrahi. He is the founder and CEO of TVersity. And Kerry, just before the break, you said, well, if TVersity was in TiVo, boy, that's a kind
I'd
of...
buy a TiVo. I don't have any reason to buy a TiVo.
Trippingly rolls off the tongue, too, Ronan. It certainly would be easy to say. But, yeah, you're saying then that would be your motivation.
I would have a reason. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm paying like $15 or $12 a month for my cable company to give me a set-top box. That's, quite frankly, a piece of junk. Mm-hmm. And I go to this cable company and I say, this box is a piece of junk. I need a new one. And they go and give me a new one, quote-unquote. It's all scratched up. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm giving you one that doesn't work. I'm asking you for a new one. They said, we don't have any new ones. So what do you mean you don't have any new ones? They go, there's no more. Everything is just, you know, one customer cancels, you get their box. There's no new boxes. We haven't seen new boxes in years. And I'm like, why am I paying $15 a month for this or $12 a month, whatever it is? It's ridiculous. And so I would debate that people are getting their boxes for free. People don't get their TiVo boxes for free. People aren't necessarily getting their DirecTV boxes for free because they're signing a contract like a cell phone. And certainly cable subscribers like myself are paying a monthly fee. And you've got such a great product with TVersity. It seems to me that TVersity is in a position that could anchor itself with one of those box manufacturers to start providing content that nobody else provides. Look, there's there's 8 grocery stores around me, and they all sell the same things at different prices. And they want to know, what's it going to take to get your business? They say, sell me something I can't get from the other 7. I don't care what the price is. You know, what difference does it make if I go to one grocery store or the other if the selection's all the same? My cable box, my TiVo box, my DirecTV box all pretty much have the same exact content. By adding Tiversity, now the content opens up worldwide to shows from England I could watch and podcasts I can watch on my TV. And I'm so excited because I can see the future of what Tiversity has the potential to create. And I hope one day I see it.
Ronan?
No, I appreciate that. You know, I think it really comes down to the right timing. When the timing is such that internet connections, home networks, and the selection on the web in terms of content is such that it could really be an alternative to your traditional TV, those set-top boxes would definitely be successful because it would be a true alternative. Until that time, I think it's going to be... It's going to be more of a technical people / early adopter kind of thing.
Sure.
And it's really all about identifying the right timing to blow something like that up. And I think you're right that eventually, I have no question in my mind, that eventually everyone would want to be able to watch web videos in their living room just because the selection and the choice is going to be incomparable.
Many people are already doing it, sending emails back and forth with little jokes and things. Imagine if they could do that on their TV. And by combining it with a unit they may already have, which provides a second purpose or a primary purpose, let's take a TiVo, for example.
Right.
They may choose or not choose to use the Tiversity function of that device. That's the beauty of it. It doesn't have to be Tiversity or nothing. It doesn't have to be you have to cancel all your other programming. You could just continue using it to record your shows locally the normal way. Or you could push a button, activate the Tiversity function, and then be able to sort of put RSS feeds in there, if you like, for your favorite podcast shows or videocast shows, or some of the streaming distributions like Netflix and things. I would love to see that happen.
Yes, absolutely. No, I agree. I agree.
And I just think Tiversity, I don't think there's a product out there that does what Tiversity does anywhere near as good or as easy as Tiversity does it. So that's why I'm excited about Tiversity, because what I have to go through to watch my favorite shows from England is a huge pain in the rear end. And I realize that I'm a technical guy, and most people, it's funny, when I show them these shows, generally they love them, and they're like, wow, I wish we got this in America. I'm glad you brought this to my attention. I had no idea there were shows like this. And for them to be able to download it and watch it on their TV is far too complicated for me to explain unless they, you know, can use Tiversity and have an Xbox or a PlayStation or something like that to make it happen. So to make it so user-friendly that you can just sit down on your couch with the remote, push the button, and have it, I think would just be the penultimate entertainment experience as far as, you know, value for the dollar, quality, and choice.
Well, Ronan, hopefully Carrie has made an impression on you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we are, at the end of the day, we're trying to do whatever we can to make this world of internet videos become mainstream just a little bit earlier than it would have otherwise. You know, that's essentially what we're trying to make happen. And we really do appreciate the feedback. And I do think that if a set-top box could have made it come sooner, then it's a worthwhile endeavor, no question about that.
Well, I'll be real happy when I read that press release. I know I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. It's going to happen. But you have a great product. And for anybody out there who wants to give it a shot, tell us again how much it costs.
It's actually a free download.
That's what I love. Look at that.
It's free download. There you go. And you can get it at the website, TVERSITY.com, Tiversity.com. And we'll actually have a link, Ronan, to that website at our website at ComputerAmerica.com.
And in our show notes button. And link to the Maximum PC article that describes how to hook it up to stream using Tiversity to your Xbox, your PlayStation, or your Wii. So.
Very nice. Well, Ronan, I want to thank you so much for being with us here tonight on the Computer America show. Again, you've got a convert with Carrie.
You've got to keep up the great
thank
work
you.
Over there.
Thank you very much.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Ronan, thank you so much for being here on the Computer America show tonight. Have a good evening.
You too. Take care.
Good night now. Bye-bye. All right, coming up next, the man himself, the Elginator, Mike Elgin, The Raw Feed, and Mike's List. Boy, you would not believe what I'm seeing here on The Raw Feed, too. We'll have him back with us right after these messages. Stay with us.
If you are successful at what you do, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner, or you have a great career, you understand the concept of protecting yourself. Well, are you protecting yourself, your family, and your assets with quality term life insurance? Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. Call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
Price assumes 4% down payment at 7.5% APR over 30 years.
Wow, look at this place. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez, you're not even 30. We have the same salary, Maggie. How can you afford all this?
My mortgage payment is less than $300 a month.
What? That's less than I pay for rent. How did you...
All I did was call BNI for a list of homes that are being sold for back taxes or foreclosure.
Home foreclosures are on the rise. That means there are great deals out there, especially for first-time home buyers. Like this listing, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath going for under $20,000. That's just $199 a month. Listings go fast, so call BNI for a list of these homes today. Call 1-800-844-1134.
I could actually afford to own my own home.
Yeah, and it's easy. Just call BNI for the list.
Properties that have been foreclosed or repossessed are a real bargain and sometimes sell for little or no money down. For a list of homes in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134. That's 1-800-844-1134.
Do the ups and downs in the stock market concern you? Maybe it's time you invest in a sure thing by investing in yourself. The business you know best is your business. And now is the best time to grow and invest in your business by expanding. With the help of General Steel Corporation, you can build your own facility, stop paying rent, and become your own landlord. You'll gain equity in the building you own as you write yourself a rent check every month. And with rebates up to $20,000, your investment just got a whole lot smarter. Whether you need a warehouse, manufacturing, retail, or office building, a pre-engineered steel building from the General can save you as much as half the cost and time of a similar conventional structure. General Steel can even help with financing. Call this number now for a free quote.
800-965-1293. 800-965-1293 for your free General Steel quote. 800-965-1293.
It's 34 minutes after the hour here on the Computer America Show. Thursday night, second half hour. That means it can mean only one thing, and that means Mike Elgin is with us tonight, the editor of The Raw Feed and Mike's List. Hey, Mike, welcome into Computer America.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, this second Seinfeld Bill Gates ad, you're right. It's stranger than the first one. What are they doing here?
And this... longer. It depicts Jerry Seinfeld and Bill Gates living in a very small middle-class, lower-middle-class house with a bunch of random Americans. They end up being accused of stealing a leather giraffe and kicked out of the house. There is evidence that they were set up by the kids who lived there, who wanted their bedrooms back, where the famous billionaires were sleeping. And they don't mention Microsoft, Vista, technology, nothing. I mean, it's just there's some pretty funny lines in there. I mean, pretty funny, but where are they going with this?
Yeah, I'm going to say there's got to be a direction. Obviously, they're spending this kind of money. There's a campaign. Everybody's agreed to do it. There must be something at the end of the road, maybe, that we're being taken down here with these ads.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell if it's idiotic or genius, but if I had to bet, I would say that it's genius, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
What are we talking about right now?
Them.
I mean, that, it worked. Everybody is talking about these ads. And I think if they did a straightforward, you know, buy Vista, it's a wonderful operating system, nobody would talk about it. But the fact that they're so bizarre and off the wall, I think, is making people talk. And I think that's what they probably want.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, you know, I my wife always said, we'll see something, and she'll say, you know, I thought of that years ago, and they stole my idea. She's done this over and over and over again because she's got some terrific ideas. She says, you know, if I had just done – well, evidently she's not the only one because there's evidently a guy out in some British gentleman who said that the iPod concept was him, and he's ready for financial ruin or something. Is this the real thing?
Well, he didn't invent the iPod as a branded concept, but he did invent, and Apple finally admitted that he invented pretty much most of the basic details about an iPod, which is it's a music player with a thing in the middle where you play and record, you know, stop and pause and go to the next thing.
Yeah.
All this sort of thing. And he invented this thing. By the way, his name is Kane Kramer.
Uh-huh.
He invented this thing in 1979, if you can imagine it.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in those days, of course, the electronics industry wasn't ready to actually build it. So like so many inventors, he was way ahead of his time. You know, it's funny because the interesting thing about this is that Apple had been kind of never acknowledging him until they went into a lawsuit, and they actually brought him in as a witness to essentially prove that the people who were involved in the lawsuit with Apple didn't invent the iPod. So, you know, it's and the other interesting thing is that his sort of napkin sketch, his rough sketch of the first media player has emerged, and you look at it, and it's obviously not an Apple product. It looks like a complex gaming system or something from 1979, but it's clearly obviously an iPod type device, and it's just really interesting to see that, you know, just to juxtapose the inventor, the original inventor of the idea, who had to sell his house recently because he couldn't afford to make his mortgage payments, and Apple, which is one of the world's biggest and most prominent technology companies, I'm pretty sure that the iPod is still their most profitable product. Something like, I don't know what, I'm making up these numbers, but I think it's in the ballpark of between 30% and 50% of their profits actually come from this invention that was originally designed by a guy who had to sell his house recently.
Wow, that's something. Yeah, well,
But that doesn't mean he gets credit for what Apple has done. I mean, part of what Apple has done is created a really appealing consumer product. That's
sure.
Something he did not do.
I understand. Hey, when we come back, I understand you get some kudos here. You were named one of the top 200 blogs, so let's talk about that as well. This is Computer America, back in 60 seconds.
Have you given up on the price of gas? Have you tried everything to increase your mileage? Fear not, Gas Extend is now available in the U.S. Gas Extend's technology was invented by the U.S. Army, and it can save you up to 20% in gas costs. At $4 per gallon, that's a savings of 80 cents per gallon. Gas Extend attaches to your battery in minutes, and not only increases your mileage, but gives you cleaner emissions, longer battery life, and a bit more horsepower. Gas Extend comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you will get your money back. Start saving money now. Call 877-66-EXTEND. That's 877-669-8363. Gas Extend will increase your mileage, give you cleaner emissions, more horsepower, quicker starts, and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Call 877-66-EXTEND. 877-66-XTEND. That's 877-66-EXTEND. 877-669-8363. And start saving gas now.
Welcome back into the Computer America Show. We are live on the Business and Lifestyle Talk Radio Networks, talking with
Mike Elgin.
Mike Elgin. I was trying to do two things at once. It didn't work. I'm sorry. Mike Elgin, of course, the owner, founder, creator of the rawfeed.com. Oh, that's embarrassing. And Mike.
I was gonna help you out, but I couldn't remember either.
Well, apparently a lot of people do know who you are.
In fact, congratulations.
I'm told,
nice
I
segue.
See. Did you like that? You've made the top 200 blogs list.
Yeah, you know, and it's the Datamation. They have 200 blogs on the list, and the raw feed ranked 136. But it turns out that the rankings are not the based as much on the quality as on where you are in their categorization. They do a kind of a weird thing, which is that they list all of the blogs on the list from 1 to 200, but then the categories are all together. So the category that he originally put me in, James McGuire, who put this together, I believe, was consumer technology or something like that, which was like, you know, I don't know, from like 120 to 140, something like that. And so my 136 ranking is because of where the category was. And then I told him, hey, you know, thanks for putting me on the list. You know, if you do this next year, you know, you should put me in the other category, because they don't really cover, you know, gadgets per se. I cover a lot of cultural, you know, it's a weird blog. It's different. It's not like Engadget at all. So he said, okay, no problem. I can put you in that category in this rank. But turns out that category is last. So now I think my ranking is to like 190 or something like that. But still, wonderful to be included, and recommend the top 200 blogs list. I generally don't agree with a lot of lists that rank, you know, which is the best website, which is the best blog. This one I really agree with. There's some really, really good finds on there. And if you're looking for good content, I recommend the Datamation's top 200 blog list.
Hey, of course, recognition well deserved.
Yes, absolutely. Congratulations. Listen, we've had Leander Cahey on the show a number of times. He is the author of I don't know if this is the same one, The Cult of the Mac.
Yeah.
I was talking with Gene Steinberg and Christopher Breen's, the senior editor of Macworld magazine. We were kind of speculating what the new iPod Touch was going to have, and Gene kind of laughingly said, "Oh, well, they're going to add a cell phone ability to it." And I said, "No, Gene, that's an iPhone, you know." So,
yeah.
But it looks like in the humor that maybe it turns out that an iPod Touch actually will be able to make calls in a way, huh?
Well, Cult of Mac says that he's confirmed that the iPod Touch can do voice over IP, which is essentially the technology that the Skype internet phone service uses. And so it hasn't, to the best of my knowledge, been demonstrated in a major public way. I know that a lot of people have been working on it, but the iPod Touch gained the ability to have a microphone, which really is something. There are two things that iPod Touch and iPhone really, really need. They're minor hardware things, would be easy for Apple to do. One is a microphone on the iPod Touch, because that enables you to use it as a digital recorder, as lots of things, you know, and as a voiceover phone.
Yeah. Well, it has it now. They've added that, and they also added a speaker. And it was funny because Jobs in the keynote said, "Well, it's just for, you know, monitoring, but it's there." You know, he kind of begrudgingly said, "Wait, well, we put a speaker in it." You know,
but that's the beauty of the new iPhone, is that you just throw the hardware in there, and then you let 1,000 developers bloom. You know, and you just let other people do that stuff. The other thing is that I really believe and have predicted that it will happen. I still believe it will happen, but the iPhone desperately needs a camera, a second camera on the front, so that you can use it for video conferences.
That's interesting. What I've always thought, that the iPhone should have a flash attack on it, you know, so you can take pictures at nighttime, because you can't do that right now.
Yeah.
That was my hope for the flash. But what you're saying too would be kind of cool, or a way to a creative way, like a little mirror or something, so you could do that, you know.
Well, they actually do have that. They have a mirror, but it's a big clunky thing. I actually believe that. And I haven't really thought too much about it, and I don't really understand why I believe this, but I actually believe that if Apple put video conferencing capability with that camera as something that's just right out of the box, I think everybody would do it. I think everybody would make, whenever they were calling another iPhone user, they would sit there and look at their phone, seeing the other person, and just do a George Jetson-type video conference. I think it would happen.
Yeah? Well, and you think it would help even further increase sales?
It would certainly increase the usage of the network, you know, and they may be able to do something with AT&T where, you know, you have to pay an extra $5 or something for it. But I think that it would, I think it would dramatically improve sales, because what would happen is, imagine you're sitting on the airplane and you see somebody sitting there before takeoff doing a video call, you're just going to be blown away.
Blown away. I would think it would. Absolutely. Now there are, I think doesn't AT&T have one of the phones that does do a video call?
I think they have one.
Yeah.
I think they do for the landline phone.
Yeah. No. I thought that when the cell phone they had them now with video.
We'll do that.
But, yeah. I think that I saw one. I'll just have to check.
Is this your article, Mike? That you can't get an iPhone at any price?
Yeah. That was
what's the deal?
It was really one of those things that, you know, as a columnist, you know, it's one of those once a year kind of events. I was sitting there racking my brain, thinking, "Oh my God, what am I going to write for my blog?" You know, my mobile computing blog. My wife comes in and she stands there looking at me. She got back from going to buy an iPhone, and she's like, "They wouldn't sell me an iPhone."
What?
She's like, "They would not." She said she offered them $1,000 for an iPhone. They said, "No, you cannot have an iPhone at any price." And I'm like, "No, that's not right.
You're making this up."
So what I did was I called the store, the local store. They didn't pick up for 2 hours. And while I was trying to get them on the phone, I was calling the central office. They didn't pick up for 2 hours. Meanwhile, I'm on Twitter. I'm talking to all these people. Has this happened to anybody? I'm like researching it and stuff like that. And finally got AT&T on the phone, and they said, no, that's an error. You are an upgrade. So she was ineligible for the upgrade price. So they should have been willing to sell her an iPhone.
For $1,000, yeah.
Well, they can't take that, but for $399 for the cheap one and for $499 for the expensive one. That was the price that she was supposed to pay because she's still got a month or two left on her two-year contract for the other phone for which she got a discount. So she has a BlackBerry right now. She's had it for almost 2 years now. But because she got the BlackBerry at a discount, they have this rule. However, then I told them, "No, but you don't understand. The reason she's replacing her phone is because her existing phone is damaged. This is the first phone that she's damaged, and she's eligible for an upgrade without any price. She's eligible to upgrade to AT&T phones according to her insurance," or I don't know what it was. And they said that applies to every phone except the iPhone.
Nice.
Oh, man.
I can already hear the keyboard warming up.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing that really galls me. If some random person walked in off the street and said, "Oh, yeah, sign me up for a two-year contract. I want to buy an iPhone," they would have been given the $199 price and no problems and no questions asked. We pay a fortune for wireless coverage. I have two kids, and I have the maximum BlackBerry plan, and my wife has the maximum BlackBerry plan, and my kids talk too much. We pay somewhere between $4,000 and $4,500 a year for wireless service to AT&T. And they couldn't just say, you're eligible for an upgrade next month here. You know what?
I want to read this story, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and read the comments. The World War III started with the apologists and the anti AT&T people and the anti Apple people and then the pro Apple people, and it was just a open warfare and a bloodbath in there. Really fun stuff.
Wow. Well, there you go.
That's enough to give you wrinkles.
I
love this ad for the anti-aging cream.
Oh my
God!
I saw this. I was reading on the AP site. I was reading political news. It was a story about the presidential ad. I saw this ad. The before and after for this wrinkle cream. The before is like she's like 100 years old.
Oh, the mummy.
After she looks like she's 15. It's ridiculous.
I gotta get me some of that stuff.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'll have what she's having.
It's like the mummy returns. Literally, I've never seen it. Hey, listen, we come back. I want to talk about a plugin that spots biases in news stories. This looks cool. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here's some user-friendly advice for your PC from Iolo Technologies.
I just don't get it. When I got my PC, it started so fast. Now it takes forever. I thought this was a good PC.
Slow startup can happen to any PC. When you install software from Microsoft Office to photo, game, and music programs, they position themselves to load every time you start up. But with all the programs on your PC trying to load at once, what happens is a bottleneck that drastically slows startup.
Like 10 cars merging onto a single freeway on-ramp?
Precisely. You need advanced PC tune-up software that lets you manage who gets on the on-ramp at startup. System Mechanic, the top-selling PC tune-up software, includes an easy-to-use startup manager that helps you control which programs load automatically so you decide who's in the starting lineup.
System Mechanic is available at Best Buy, Walmart, and other retailers, and online at iolo.com. That's iolo.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-990-6602. That's 1-800-990-6602. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Millions of people who've never even set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day, living without health insurance. You can't afford not to have it. But affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hardworking entrepreneur or if you're working for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a perfect solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. They have a plan that fits your individual needs at a price you can afford. After all, if you can't afford the premium, all the insurance in the world is useless.
Don't gamble with your health insurance. Pick up your cell phone, your office phone, or your home phone, but call Midwest right now for a quote on affordable health insurance. 800-295-1710, 800-295-1710, 800-295-1710. Not available in all states.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-360-8017. 1-800-360-8017. Call now. 1-800-360-8017. 1-800-360-8017.
This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Mike Elgin with us here. I wanted to talk about this in this last segment. The browser built-in plugin actually spots bias in news stories. How does it do that?
Well, this is there were a couple of major shows this week that unveiled a bunch of really cool new software, and one of them was this sort of bias plugin. It's not a Firefox thing. It looks from what I've read so far, it looks like something that's going to be available in multiple browsers. It's called SpinSpotter, and this came out in this case in the Demo Fall 08, 2008 show. Uh-huh. I think it was in San Diego. And basically what it does is it searches, it has a dictionary of what it considers opinionated language and sources with conflicts of interest. In other words, if an opinion is being made about the Computer America show and the source is Kerry, then it will, ning, 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 bias, bias. This is not an unbiased opinion. And also it looks for an over-reliance on corporate press releases and corporate sources of information, which it assumes is bias. Now, two things wrong with this concept. I mean, it could end up being a very cool thing. The first thing is that, you know, it searches for opinionated language. Craig, this may bother you as well. You know, we're opinion columnists. Opinionated language is what we do for a living. And, you know, there's a difference between opinion and bias. Mm-hmm. Opinion is where you've looked at something and your only interest is the welfare of your reader, and you come to a conclusion that something is good or something is bad. You try Windows Vista and decide, well, Windows Vista is a terrible, terrible thing. And this is what I've determined, and you shouldn't buy it, and if you have it, you should get rid of it and get XP, and blah, 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 and here's why. That's what opinion columnists do, right? So if it flags that as bias, that's problematic. If, on the other hand, you work for Apple, or you're the Apple's chief evangelist or something like that, and you go and say Windows Vista is bad, that's bias. Uh-huh. There's a difference, but they both use opinionated language. Mm. So it's a little problematic there. And the other thing that's wrong with the SpinSpotter concept is that if it actually grows to become a significant phenomenon and everybody's using it, then the people who are actively engaging in bias, especially like, you know, in this, you know, presidential election and in a political season, they're going to be using this to make sure that their biased articles don't get flagged as being biased. In other words, they can use the tool itself.
They can manipulate the technology.
They can see in advance what is going to be flagged as biased.
Yeah.
So the most biased things will not be flagged as biased.
Hey, the only bias thing...
That's a bias in and of itself.
Yes, and the only other bias thing is that we're out of time.
We got to say bye-bye.
Yeah.
We'll
I didn't even get to talk about the cowbell. Oh,
no.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
More cowbell. It's all you need. Just go to the link and check out more cowbell.
And how blogs are killing the press conferences. I'll tell you what, this is really great. It's all at therawfeed.com. We have a link to it at computeramerica.com. Mike, thanks so much for being here. Always a pleasure. We'll catch you next Thursday, okay?
All right.
All righty. And that about wraps up. Kerry, you got the con for tomorrow night. And
got a great show lined up. We're going to have Darren Kitchen from Hack 5 on the show. They just got signed up for Division 3, so they've got some exciting news. Ryan Vandermeulen from RyanVM.net is going to join us in Hour 2, and maybe have a surprise guest from TourCon joining us, Hacker Convention in San Diego.
And Buddy List Winner of the Week. So until tomorrow night, this is Craig Crossman, hoping that your hard disk never becomes floppy. See ya.
Good night, everyone.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-816-3692. 800-816-3692.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-816-3692. 800-816-3692. 800-816-3692.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. President Bush says the world will look back at America's response to 9/11 and conclude that the U.S. did not tire, falter, or fail. He made the remarks at the dedication of a memorial to the 184 victims who died at the Pentagon. Meantime, two more American troops were killed in Afghanistan on the September 11th anniversary.
With that, 2008 has become the deadliest for U.S. forces since the invasion 7 years ago. 113 killed this year, passing the previous high set just last year, amid rising violence in the nation that sheltered al-Qaeda while it plotted the 9/11 attacks.
Hurricane Ike has prompted officials to issue mandatory evacuations for the city of Galveston and other areas of Texas. Evacuees are stocking up on non-perishable foods, water, and are packing up medications and important documents. Schools are closed and businesses have shut down across much of the Texas coast. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
She's captured the hearts of millions with one of the most beautiful voices in music. She's Christy Lane.
I'm only
now gonna... with Christy Lane's new special, you get the most requested songs I'm of all time and save over 50%.
One set of footprints.
This Christy Lane special includes 47 all-time favorite classics on two number one CDs or cassettes. They've never sounded so beautiful. Christy Lane's 47 classics are only $14.95 and only $5.99 for shipping and handling. Once again, you'll be saving over 50%.
Oh, Danny boy, I believe in angels.
Let Christy's music touch your heart and home. Call now for Christy Lane's special while supplies last.
Call 1-800-450-1894. That's 1-800-450-1894. Call now.
Sarah Palin is leaving open the option of a war with Russia if it were to invade neighboring Georgia and if the Republic were a NATO ally.
In her first televised interview since becoming Republican John McCain's running mate, the first-term Alaska governor said, "We will not repeat a Cold War." She told ABC's Charlie Gibson that she'd favor including the former Soviet republics of Georgia and Ukraine in NATO, despite opposition by Russian Prime Minister Putin.
Some Interior Department officials are under investigation over alleged sexual... The puzzle over the Zodiac Killer may be getting closer to being solved. The FBI is conducting forensic tests on evidence compiled by a Northern California man. He claims his late stepfather was the notorious serial killer who struck the San Francisco area in the 1960s and early 1970s, killing at least five people. Shares of Washington Mutual are sliding amid anxiety on Wall Street about the stability of the nation's largest thrift. Bad bets on risky assets have sent the stock down 90% this year. It dropped about 30% yesterday. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Ever think about retirement? Certainly, we all do. But there's that uncertainty of what to invest in and the fear of all the ups and downs of the stock market. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a simple and easy way to save for retirement and protect your 401ks and IRAs? Well, there is. It's the Precious Metals IRA. There's never been an easier or safer way to protect your hard-earned savings. Call today to get your information packet on the Precious Metals IRA. Call 800-325-0919.
The U.S. trade deficit increased to $62.2 billion in July. That's well above the $58 billion that Wall Street analysts had forecast and the largest trade deficit since March 2007. The volume of crude oil imports to the U.S. in July grew to the highest in 4 years, with total petroleum imports hitting a record $51.4 billion. The long-past O.J. Simpson murder case is rearing its head in jury selection for Simpson's unrelated trial in Las Vegas.
One juror said that he felt that if someone got away with a crime like that, he'd keep clean and wouldn't come back and commit another crime. The judge dismissed the juror, and the defense asked that the entire jury pool be dismissed, but the judge declined that.
Correspondent Ken Ritter reports some jurors who've commented on the Simpson murder case have been removed while others have not.
Several jurors have been dismissed. Others, however, who have talked about being aware or even having followed the Simpson acquittal in 1995 remain part of the pool under consideration.
Wisconsin's governor is headed to Detroit with a contingent of local leaders Friday as part of an effort to convince General Motors officials